Just 3 weeks ago, if you remember, we were all in expectation of what gifts were going to be under the Christmas tree. Just 3 weeks ago, we were waiting to see how those carefully planned presents were received. Well, hopefully some of your expectations were met. But there's always something that we're expecting or waiting for. Whether it's the news of improving weather forecasts, just don't hold your breath, or the news of some great political leader, well, again, don't hold your breath, we just keep moving forward with what we've got, or the news of some wonderful incorporation of the diet plan that's going to help us to achieve every one of our New Year's resolutions. Well, there's no secret to that. It takes hard work. The truth is, we're always longing and expecting. Luke tells us at the beginning of the gospel, the people were filled with expectation. Was John the one? Was John the one who was going to rescue them from all of their problems? And we always have a different set of expectations. What is it that we're expecting God to rescue us from today? And then Luke ends with the reminder that God was pleased the entire time. It is of human nature to be filled with expectation and longing that we're never quite satisfied. And it is in the divine nature to be satisfied, to be pleased. So how do we get more of that divine nature? Well, it's really quite simple. You've already got it. You have been baptized. The sacrament which Jesus initiated in today's gospel, baptism. That is God choosing us to be his elect. We're not simply baptized to go out and do good things. Anybody can go out and do good things. Baptized, unbaptized, Christian, non-Christian. We all know good people who don't have any profound faith. We are baptized because God has chosen us. God has invited us to participate in the divine life. And we don't spend very much time contemplating that divine life. We're not baptized simply in the name of the Son because Jesus is our great advocate and Savior. We're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit because the Trinity, God is Trinity. We are invited into that life. And everything that we're looking for, all of our longing and expectation can be fulfilled when we enter into that communion of the community that God is. That we are chosen to become like God. We often don't reflect on that either, that because God has chosen us, because God has called us and invited us into his very life in baptism, each of the sacraments we celebrate change us. Baptism, the first, marks us, changes us for an entire life, whether we're conscious of that change or not, whether we accept it or look for it, that grace is there. Baptism isn't repeated. It is once in our life to be chosen by God. Confirmation as well continues to build on that grace which God gives us in baptism, continues to fill us more fully with his presence and the presence of the Spirit. Eucharist. At each and every Eucharist, we don't speak simply of receiving the Lord, but we also speak of becoming members of the body of Christ. That when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, we not only remember what God has done, but we are remembered. We are placed back within the body of Christ. We are strengthened, changed, and sent forth. Of course, the sacraments of healing, which are so powerful, anointing of the sick and reconciliation, the sacraments as well of vocation, which aren't just a one moment of time, but each and every day. I'm sure each day with your spouse is like a day in heaven, or a day that you wish you were already in heaven. Just as every day of being a priest is simply heavenly, or a day in which I realize how far I have to go to get to heaven. But these moments, these sacraments, don't simply give us grace for that moment, but they change us. Just as in baptism we are called children of God, so too in these sacraments we are changed and sent forth somehow different. For God has called us out of this world to be his people, to be the members of Christ's body and blood, that we are not simply sent forth to do what seems to be the right action, but we are sent forth to be the glimmer of the light that God is still very much alive and active in our world. Yes, 3 weeks ago, we were filled with expectation of what Christmas would hold for us. Perhaps the best expectation, the best gift, is that of our baptism. For there's no need to return or exchange it. We can only receive redemption. And God has chosen us to be his people. Perhaps if we remembered that, we would act not simply like people on a wandering journey, but we would act like the members of Christ's body that we are. We would act like God's chosen people. For truly, each of the baptized have been marked, and truly, each of the baptized have been given a gift which provides all of the grace necessary to overcome sin and to turn to God and to enter into communion. The communion that we receive in this, our Eucharist, the communion that we long for in all eternity.